Hello, my name is Zachary Litz, and I play Nugget Ironbeard.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Stevens, and I play Tippletoe Cobblelob.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Bohan, and I play Jean Gotterov.
Hi, I'm Felicity Musso, and I play Marza Rana.
Hello, I'm Michael Kajori, and I play Florian Rundins.
Hi, I'm Joseph Musso, your Dungeon Master. Thank you for listening to the All D20 Podcast. Now, let the story begin. All right, so you see in the distance a dark shadow, wings flapping, and a humongous gargantuan rock.
Does it see us?
You don't know?
Take cover.
Go wave your arms around.
Bugsy, I can really use your help right now.
What do you want?
I'll give you some shinies. If you can help us figure out what to do about that guy.
Hide.
Then he disappears.
Very helpful.
Can you not?
I'm jumping in the bush.
All right, so you're jumping in the bush.
Jump into nothing?
I jump in head first.
Well, yeah. We can go rope trick.
Into the bush.
Do a rope trick?
Yes.
Okay. Right. I take my rope. Rope trick.
All right, so you cast rope trick. Go ahead and mark off that spell. You see Marza with half of her bum sticking out of the bush, and you see Florian right next to her for whatever reason. So for whatever reason, they're in the bush.
Minor illusion on her bum to make it more bushy. And then up the rope I go.
All right, so go ahead and make a athletics check for me. Climb up your rope.
Yeah, no. 7, I fall right back down.
Yeah, so you just slide right back down to the bottom.
I'm going to climb up.
All right, go ahead and dex it up.
If you climb up, the rock will see you.
Nat 20.
All right, yeah, so you climb up without any issue, and you are now sitting inside of this pocket dimension.
At least it didn't flip upside down this time.
I wasn't trying to be tricky with it. And you weren't there.
Outside.
14.
All right, so you actually managed to climb up this time. You're staying as a bush, Marza, I guess?
Yep.
Coming up, Nugget?
Nope.
All right, Nugget's just sitting there.
Oh,
The bastards pissed me off. I didn't get to eat the little one. I'm going to eat the big one.
Close the door.
Okay. And Florian, you're also staying as a bush?
Yeah, I'm with
right
her.
Next to Marza?
Yeah.
All right. So the rock starts circling, and you hear it squall a couple times, and then it starts flying back off into the distance, like it's looking for something.
That's all right! Piss off!
Did you just yell that?
Nugget, you take 24 for your AC?
19, 18.
Okay. Constitution saving throw for me.
15.
Small little dart is sticking in your neck.
Ah, crap.
And you take 44 points of poison damage.
Well,
do we hear or see that?
We do. We're looking out the window.
You all of a sudden hear... Are you still up?
Oh, I'm up.
Okay. All of a sudden you hear a loud, holy crap! And that's it.
Whoever just did that better get their fucking ass out here or I'm gonna kick you squaw in the nuts!
A natural 20.
Oh...
All right, another constitution saving throw for me. Saving throw, it's not 16. It's not with advantage.
Oh, then 16.
Okay. You take 34 points of poisoning damage.
Oh, I drop.
And you are pinned, so you're pinned to the ground. All
right, I drop. I only had 5 left.
Okay, so I...
Oh, wait. Is it poison?
By?
It is poison damage.
Oh, then I have advantage against poison.
Okay.
I forgot I was a dwarf.
All right.
Thank you.
Would you save for both or whatever?
Wait, no, I did roll twice and I still took the highest one. So, yep, I dropped.
What is he pinned by?
Just several darts have pinned him down to the ground.
So I shimmy on out of the bush.
Okay.
And is that spell that, or I mean, Tippletoe?
It stays where it was, you just move through it.
Okay. And I'm going to go over to Nugget and lay on hands.
Okay, so you're going to use... he is poisoned.
So that won't work?
If you do normal lay on hands...
Okay, let's do cure wounds.
Do you want to pull the dart first? The darts out?
Yes, I'll pull the darts first.
All right, so you pull the darts out of Nugget, and you're going to cure wounds?
Yes. I cast cure wounds at... I'll just do a level one cast.
Okay.
That'll be 10.
All right, so you watch as the wounds close up on Nugget's neck and body, but he does not wake up.
Marza, wherever those came from, watch out.
A whisper from the bush.
Thank you.
I go back in the bush.
Oh, yeah.
I drag Nugget with me into the bush.
Okay, so go ahead and make a strength check for me.
Yeah, carry my dead weight.
Oh, what's your zombie doing?
Oh, do I get advantage, right?
Yeah, what's your zombie doing?
That is a very good question. What happens to the animate dead when I am down? Does it just sort of stand there?
Oh, no. You no longer have control of it, and it's now hostile.
Really?
Is it concentration,
or is it just...
18 on the strength check, so you managed to pull him through.
No, it's 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
I just made a necromancer, and that's like her thing. Hmm. She's like, ooh, enemy dead, enemy dead, enemy dead.
I'm letting him finish reading.
Oh, no. Let's see. If you issue no commands, the creature only defends itself against hostile creatures. It's under my control for 24 hours.
But you are no longer conscious, so it's not under anyone's control. Therefore, it is hostile to the rest of the party.
Yeah, if you say so.
So now there is a zombie slowly moving towards you guys, looking for food.
Moving towards them.
That's right, you guys
are in the
It can see us.
No, smart
its IQ is probably really
It's just
low.
Shambling around looking for food.
Okay.
It's not really going after anyone in particular, but if it moves towards the bush and finds you, it will attack.
Okay.
You do notice, though, if you look at the zombie as it's shambling around, there are several darts sticking out of it right now.
Oh, so... Can it figure out where the darts came from and follow and go towards the whatever was attacking it?
How would it do that? It's just a dumb zombie.
Okay.
It's just shambling around looking for food.
Okay.
I mean, it will defend itself.
Of course. It will definitely defend itself.
Oh, I have an idea.
If it can see what to defend itself from, it will.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to cast Mage Hand.
Okay.
And I'm going to... wave the hand in front of it and get its attention.
Okay.
And then lead it towards where the darts came from.
All right, we'll make a perception check to see if you know where the darts came from.
Okay. Perception. Oh, so 13.
Advantage.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Oh, better. 19.
Okay, so you did notice a little glint of something to the north and the east up in the trees. And I rolled 19 to hit.
What did?
I did, on you. 19 to hit.
Oh, Does yes. It,
okay, roll a constitution saving throw for me.
Let's see, 16, 19.
All right, so you successfully save from the poison, and you only take 12 points of poison damage.
Okay.
It's 24 half to 12.
Okay.
And you look up, and you see the two areas, the two glints, and...
How far away?
About 25 feet.
Okay. I'm going to... Okay, I'm going to use my staff, reach into the staff.
Okay.
And I'm going to use Cone of Cold.
Okay. On which one? The north or the east?
Where the one, I guess, the one that wherever the attack came from.
Well, you saw two separate attacks.
Okay, they're not near each other?
No.
Okay.
So do you want to just hit the one to the right or the one that you felt like attacked you?
Yes.
All right, is Cone of Cold a spell save?
AOE, and it's Constitution save, if I'm correct.
All right, they rolled a 15 for con.
Okay. Yeah, so the half, so hold on, let me roll damage.
Oh, what's your DC, your spell save DC?
Oh, 16.
16, so it didn't save.
Oh, okay.
Is a 15.
Okay. 9. That's 10, 16, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. 26 gold damage.
All right, so you point at where you saw the glinting come from. You whisper words of magic, and cold erupts from your fingers. It feels like an icy blizzard tundra, and it whips through the forest, and everything it touches, all the flora and fauna, immediately turn into icicles. And as soon as it hits the tree, there's a, ah! And then silence. And then you hear something falling, and then a shattering sound hit the ground.
Now, as an action... Yeah, I mean, can I actually drink a potion, or is that an action?
That's a bonus action.
So oh, okay, so I'll drink... Then I can drink a potion. Then,
yes, right? You can.
Okay, I will do that.
So you're going to drink your healing potion?
Yeah.
All right, so you slam down a healing potion and get some of your health back.
Just 5. Better than nothing.
All right, so Jean, what are you going to do?
I can see out, like, it's just
you can
a
see
hole.
Out, yeah.
We have, like, a little window that we can see out, but nothing to see in.
I thought it was just a horizontal hole parallel to the ground.
No, we're actually in, like, a box dimension, and there's a hole that the rope comes out of that we climb through. It is closed currently, and there is a window that we can look out of.
Oh.
Dangle by your feet and shoot at something.
Yeah, can I see where the other one is from... The pocket dimension.
All right, make a perception check for me.
25.
All right, yeah, so you actually see the glint on the opposite area that Florian cast Cone of Cold.
Oh, that one's still alive? Okay. Yeah, try and lean out over and...
So you're going to step... partially out of the pocket dimension, like wrap around the rope and
like lay on my stomach over the hole and just bend down.
Okay.
And try to face the direction.
Alright, so I'm gonna say just by you having to angle to try and make a shot, you're gonna have to roll with disadvantage. It's okay. It's a very hard shot and
Nine?
Okay, so you managed to shoot the arrow and it pling right into a trunk of a tree.
And then I'm going back up.
Okay, tippletoe.
The ghost of Nugget tells you to burn the forest down.
The ghost of Nugget is having crazy dreams of half-naked females filling him full of alcohol.
Those mermaids?
That could have been someone first. So... Watching how, like, looking at his positioning, mm-hmm. Is there room for me to position myself and try to cast as well, or Does it look like I just need to stay inside and...
You can cast if you stick half your body out, kind of similar to what Jean did, but you will be casting with disadvantage if it's an attack, spell attack. If it's AoE, you can get away with it, but you cannot get away with it if it's...
So if it's not a spell attack, I can get away with it.
To a certain degree, yeah. It just depends on what you use.
All right, I'm going to kind of bend my body down and just fireball.
You're going to fireball where?
I'm not an invocation specialist as I was on... Never mind, I'm not, because I'll kill the party. Nope, I can't see everybody. I'm not going to do anything.
Okay, so you're going to hold your action?
Yep.
All right, Marza. What are you going to do?
So, Nugget's just dreaming away. Was I able to see from where I am in the bush where Florian was shooting towards, or...
Yeah, and you heard a scream and something fall out of the tree and then shatter into a million pieces.
Okay. Okay, how about... How about a cast... Can I cast Moonbeam over that area?
Yeah, in the area that that Florian killed the...
Yeah, where the darts are coming from.
Okay, make a perception check to see if you know where the other darts are coming from.
That'd be 11.
All right, so you kind of have an idea that... It's a little bit far from where Florian is, but you kind of have an idea if you want to make a shot at it.
All right.
What's the circumference of...
It's a 5-foot radius, 40-foot high cylinder.
Okay. And you're aiming it at the trees where you think it is?
Correct.
All right. So go ahead and make a wisdom check for me. I think your spells are wisdom based, aren't they?
Yeah, nat 20.
All right, yeah. So you point at where you think it is, and you're able to moonbeam perfectly. What is the... Is it a spell save DC?
It is, yeah. Must make a constitution saving throw.
So it's a 16?
It saves.
All right, so it saves and takes half damage, right?
Yes.
All right, so what's the damage? It was just a wisdom check.
It is 7.
All right, so halved is 3?
Yes.
All right, so you hear it. Oh, shit! In the tree somewhere after casting Moonbeam.
So for that held action, can I make a perception check or something to see if I can guess where I would want to shoot this fireball at?
Well, I mean, you can see the giant moonbeam that is standing in the spot that someone screamed, oh, shit.
Okay, then I'm going to use my held action. I'm going to peek down and aim right at it and fireball, and you need to give me a DC 16 dex save.
So natural 20.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Half damage. Half damage. Yeah. Sweet.
66 divided by...
8.
Or 86.
Had him sitting here waiting.
There you go.
Ooh, that's a decent roll.
Thirteen. Yep. So you watch as somebody screams in agonizing pain, and the tree immediately catches fire.
Try to save people.
What do you guys do?
We have a tree on fire, Florian. Don't you have a wall of water or something?
I mean, I do, but you know, I have to rest a long time to recover. Do you want? I mean,
no.
That's a real bit. That's a waste. But
the ghost of Nugget says, "Let it burn."
No centaurs here, right?
Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
Well, let's see what happens.
Can I smack Nugget around and see if he'll wake up?
Sure.
Okay, I wanna slap his face back and forth.
All right, make an attack roll.
That is 10.
It's your strength.
Oh, it's my strength. So, thank you. 13.
Yeah. So you smack him around. You don't really even smack him around. You just like lightly tap him.
I'm trying to be nice.
I could touch his balls with my cold hands.
Oh,
that would wake him up.
Let me get the camera.
Is that what you do?
If you want to lose the hand, all
right. Well,
I will cauterize that right off.
We've got a tree on fire, Valorian. I'm thinking I should just pick up Nugget and run.
Well,
go into their little.
I dangle the rope again.
Oh, not again. What is this?
Oh no, not again.
I like
this. Is all
long things that come out of
together.
Random holes.
Freaking rope trick. Like last time.
You weren't here.
I was there for that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I was buried with the centaur. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, that
threw
one.
Me down.
Oh, that time.
This
is freaking deja vu. We're talking about the underwater one.
We're talking about the underwater one is what we keep thinking you're referring to. Because that was the one that I botched. Not this one. Not that one.
So I pick up Nugget and I take hold of...
So it's half movement speed to pick up Nugget. And I'm going to say you're going to have to do a strength or athletics with disadvantage because he's heavy. It's like lifting 10 bags of potatoes.
Oh, man. So that's only 6.
That's only 6, yeah. So wait. You grab the rope and start pulling, and you just can't do it. You can't seem to get a good grip.
Wait, since she has advantage, doesn't that just mean that she only has one roll?
Yeah, actually it does.
It's no, not actual disadvantage, it's not advantage.
It's a straight roll, so just roll once and then we'll see.
I'll take the first one.
Oh, God.
All right, you drop Nugget on the ground, and he takes 4 points of bludgeoning damage.
Did that guy fall, by the way, out of the tree, the second guy?
He just caught a flame and conflagrated, and there's nothing left. So there's just ash floating in the wind.
Oh,
right
great.
Now. And a tree burning, and other trees starting to catch fire as Mars is trying to pull herself up into... There are now 2 trees on fire.
Okay. All right. Can I try again without...
without
no,
Nugget?
No, I can't leave Nugget here.
Is this out of...
Damn you, dwarf.
Is this out of my hands with cantrips at this point?
What do you mean?
Like, if I use, like, prestidigitation or let's say, Ray of Frost or something.
If you burned higher level spells, I would consider it, but prestidigitation, there are now 2 jungle trees on fire. That's way more than what prestidigitation can handle.
Yeah. Okay.
Slowly turning into 3.
Fuck.
Okay, I'm going to try and climb this rope one more time with Nugget on my...
roll a straight athletics check.
You can do it!
8.
Right,
so or not!
You and Nugget take 4 more points of bludgeoning damage as you fall back down to the ground. There's now 3 trees on fire.
Okay. This looks comical at this point.
God.
Okay, I cast Wall of Water.
You managed to put 2 of the trees out.
Okay. Well, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take Shape Water and move a 5-foot cube, a part nice. Of the wall of water, and then move it to the other parts, to the other tree.
Okay.
And I can do that apparently multiple times.
I'm going to start calling you Fire Marshal Florian.
That's awesome. You only brought him back to keep me in check.
Let me tell you something.
Florian.
So as you're busy putting out the flames, all of a sudden you guys hear sounds of men and women and other humanoid type things.
Hey, did you hear that? Yes, I heard that. It's coming from over there. Where? Over there. Oh, I see them. I see the water and the fire. Kill them. Kill them all.
Okay.
Hurry up and get up here.
Fuck me. All right, well... is the fire out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
the fire's out.
I'm going to make the water freeze.
All right, you're going to start freezing the wall of water?
Yeah, and then I'm going to climb up.
Okay.
Climb up the thing.
All right, as soon as you start freezing the water, you hear this cling, 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 as arrows were shooting from the forest towards that side. However, there are arrows darkening the sky. The light is now disappearing. I need everyone, except for Nugget, because you can't move, to make, and the two that are inside the pocket dimension, to make a dexterity saving throw. So Marza and Florian, make a dexterity save.
Okay, I'm not using this dice and die anymore.
Oh, I rolled a one. Wait, does that matter? Or can I dex save? Do I add? So
oh,
I
wait,
add it,
we have advantage, right?
So, oh, wait, yeah, right? Okay.
No, you do not get advantage with saves.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Their ability checks.
So, modified, I have basically a six.
Yep. And what did you get, Marza?
Four.
You guys take 34 points of piercing damage as arrows litter the sky and pierce your flesh.
Was I on the rope when this happened? Or was I about to get on the rope?
I assume you're still... You just finished freezing everything and grabbing the rope when this happened.
So was I behind the wall of ice or no?
Yes, which caused me to remove less damage that you would have took from the arrows.
Okay. 34, huh? Yep.
34 points of piercing damage as arrows down. Shoot from the sky.
Let's see, do I have any reactions?
Oh, I'm barely hanging on.
Let me know when we should pull the rope up.
Just do it now.
Okay.
You're going to start pulling the rope up?
It didn't even put a TPK. I can't believe she did that. The bunny made me do it.
Okay. That was cold, man.
Well, does it look like they're close to using the rope?
I don't know. You don't know. Well, Florian, you're down?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Marza, you're up. You're up next to act. You just see your friends pull the rope up so that you can't access it. What do you
mean? Right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and lay a hand on Florian.
Okay.
To get him up just for 1 point so he can drink a potion.
All right. So you're going to heal him for 1 point?
Yeah. All right, so well, I'll heal him for 5 points.
All right. So, Florian, you open your eyes up and some of the wounds close and you take a breath.
Okay. So I'm basically at
5 hit points.
Okay.
Drop your weapons! Drop your weapons now, you fools! Drop your weapons or die.
I'm already dead here.
I am going to grab Nugget and run. Dash.
Okay, so you're going to pick up Nugget and dash?
Yep.
When you drop me, I'm going to have to take a death save.
I'm not going to drop you. I will not fail this time.
So those last two were just
so
test
it's
runs.
Half movement. So you pick up Nugget, and now you have half movement. What's your movement speed?
30.
So you can move 30, because she's dashing with you on her shoulders.
Okay.
All right, so you're dashing 30 feet into the jungle.
Yes.
And Florian, what are you doing?
I'm going to use the staff to cast Fog Cloud.
Okay. And as soon as you cast Fog Cloud, how many charges have you burned? That's twice you've used this.
Yeah, this is just one charge for the
Okay,
fog
perfect.
Cloud, so.
I just want to make sure you're keeping track of that. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so you whisper words of magic and you slam your staff down into the ground. All of a sudden, it becomes obscured with this thick, dense fog that nobody can see as you watch Marza run into deeper into the foliage, out of sight.
I'm going to also cast Blur on myself. I'm going to spend 2 points, spell points, and cast Blur, and then I'm going to run after her.
Perfect. All right, everybody around's like, "Hey, where'd this strange fog come from? Ah, bloody hell, we have a caster. Hey, you, Gerald, come here." I need your help. It's time. And then all of a sudden you guys hear whispers of magic. And as Florian and Marza disappear into the unknown.
Yeah, about that. So, do I see anybody?
Nope. Fog.
Fuck!
Do you want the stats for the fog?
If I can't see, I can't do it.
It's basically 20-foot radius sphere. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you pretty much fogged the rope trick and fogged your guys' escape. And you guys have gone deeper to the jungle. Do a survival check for me, both of you, just to see that you're running in the right direction.
Nat 20. Nat 20.
Okay.
9.
All right, so you managed to lose track of Marza. But Marza, with your Nat 20,
oh,
you actually...
there's no advantage with this?
Yeah,
is
actually
that a
there
check?
Is.
Oh, okay.
Yep. It's an ability check. There's an advantage.
Oh, I rolled 9 again. That's funny.
So you unfortunately lose track of Marza deeper into the foliage of the jungle. Marza, you manage to avoid some hastily made bear traps on the ground as you're running away. You actually see three sailor-looking individuals in the trees to your right watch as you just run past them deeper into the jungle.
My head hitting every tree on the way.
One hell of a headache when you wake up, if you wake up.
We really split the party, didn't we?
Hey, I was just wanted to fight the rock. I don't know what any of this was about. I was going to fight a giant bird.
What's the zombie doing?
You guys don't know.
Well, hopefully it's kicking their asses.
No one knows.
He's a porcupine at this point.
We tried to save everyone without burning the forest.
Okay, so let's start with you guys. What are you guys doing? Tippletoe and John.
They're going to make some tea.
You guys pulled up the rope and you guys are just sitting there in the pocket dimension?
I'm studying this new spell I have.
We're just going to wait.
All right.
How long does the pocket dimension last?
An hour.
So the words of magic finish, and all of a sudden, you guys plummet.
Featherfall.
Right, so you guys start falling to the ground as...
Is Featherfall only on you?
No.
Oh,
up to six people.
I'm making sure we're both okay.
Okay.
So you guys fall gently to the ground, and in the fog, all you guys see are the blade edges of scimitars surrounding you in a circle. Lay down your weapons or die. Your choice. Thanks, Gerald. Of course, no problem.
Why did you come
we're
down?
We're surrounded, aren't we?
Why did they come back down?
Dispel magic.
He dispelled
the
magic.
Which is why I was trying to counterspell.
Oh, they dispelled your rope trick? How did they even see it?
They just dispelled magic as a blanket effect.
Yeah,
so it got rid of the fog as well.
Exactly. Mm.
Oh.
Is it really high enough for rope trick? Because rope trick's pretty high.
Yeah.
We were 40 feet in the air.
Yeah. He saw the rope before the fog was laid down. Mm-hmm. Are you guys laying down your weapons?
I have no weapons.
I could probably escape, but I don't want to leave her.
I am a weapon.
Tie up the little one. She's a caster, I can tell.
And before he gets to do that, I'm casting sleep.
All right. So as soon as you start casting sleep, all of the scimitars take a stab at you. As soon as you start whispering words of magic.
Oh, good lord.
Oh, my God.
God damn.
That's a lot of D20s.
Oh, my God.
What is your I have, can you beat an 18? You already used your reaction for Featherfall.
Well, it's not a reaction for my staff, so...
For you to still cast the shield spell, it's still a reaction.
Okay, then no.
Okay, so... 6 scimitars stab you. 18 being the lowest roll. Six, 12, 22, 26, 34 points of piercing damage.
I'm down.
As they see you start casting a spell sleep and don't take any precautions and immediately stab all at once. So what about you, elf? Do you want to die too?
Hands up.
So you raise your hands. You're like, nope, not me.
Smart.
All right. So they immediately grab Tippletoe, and you see as a very portly, heavy set man. You get over here.
Towards me?
No.
Yeah.
The portly, the head person that's talking is pointing to a portly man. And says, "You get over here." Okay. Yes, sir. Do a heal check and make sure she's okay. So, what's a heal check? Just check it with your healing magic. Yes, sir. Right away. And you watch as he starts binding up and sealing the wounds, and you are stabilized and unconscious as they tie you up. Now, they're also tying you up, Jean, and leading you off to the west.
Alrighty.
Alright, so now we have Florian lost in the woods all by himself. Do you want to make another survival check to see if you can find Mars's tracks? And you do notice that the fog is gone. You could feel that the fog was dissipated.
All right. I'm also going to do a stealth. I'm going
to
be stealthy.
You have to choose your check. So you want to stealth first?
Yes, yeah, stealth first.
So go ahead and stealth.
Okay.
And roll it. Roll with advantage because of your...
Okay. Well, yeah. So, yeah. 18. So 23. Okay. Stealth.
All right, you're just going to keep the first roll?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Actually, question about that advantage. Does that go away if any of us drop to zero?
It's for 24 hours.
But I mean, like, if we die and come back, it's still there?
As far as you know, it's 24 hours.
Cool.
If somebody fully dies, like, unconscious is not dead. So, as far as you know, it's 24 hours. The Blessing of the Mermaid.
Okay, so now I'm going to do a survival.
Okay, so go ahead and make a survival check.
Advantage.
Okay. Oh, 20. Nice.
Yeah, so you do manage to find some very heavy-looking boot prints that are much deeper than what you've seen with the other pirates that were around here heading in the opposite direction of the camp.
Okay.
All right, so is that what you're going to follow?
Yeah.
All right, so you start following. All right, so Marza, I want you to make a survival check for me. You're panicking right now. You're trying to make sure that you're not stepping on things.
Survival 20.
All right, so you managed to avoid other posted guards surrounding the actual jungle, and you're just running, panting, and you finally find a little clearing in the distance that has some foliage coverage. And then you see this very large tree, like a very large tree, big enough to fit several people, and it looks like there's an opening in it. What do you do?
I slowly walk up to the opening, and can I just kind of look around the opening to see if I hear anybody or...
Make a perception check.
Oh, that's not good. 12.
Looks fine to you. Nothing out of the ordinary. You don't hear anything other than the normal sounds of the jungle. Occasional growls, sounds of monkeys.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and put Nugget inside the tree. And I'm going to go and search for Florian.
All right. So as you step away, from the tree and you disappear. There's some chittering inside the tree.
Thanks. Now I'm going to get eaten.
Oh. Okay, so you start heading off toward Florian. Go ahead and make a stealth check for me with disadvantage, so it's straight roll, since you're wearing plate mail.
This is...
Stealth.
Stealth. 7.
All right, so unfortunately, while you're trudging through the jungle...
Oi, you hear that? Yeah, I heard that. It's over there to the left.
Two pirates show up. Roll for initiative.
Oh, shit.
What'd you roll?
8.
Okay. So the first pirate...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Natural 1.
Okay.
I thought it was a 7.
So, just completely catching you off guard, the very first pirate is going to attack, and he rolled a 22 to hit.
Oh, yeah, that hits.
Wow. Second is a 15, so that misses.
Yep.
And he's swinging with the scimitar for 6 points of slashing damage.
Oh, and I forgot I'm only at 4, so yeah, I'm down.
So he knocked you.
Yep. Okay. I'm just sitting here. I forgot to drink a potion.
So,
awesome.
So, Florian, you actually hear Marza go, oh, shit. As you hear two guys go, oh, she's over there. What do you do?
Fuck me. I'm stealthy, obviously.
Yep, you are stealthy.
How much time has passed?
About 4 minutes, 4 or 5 minutes. Since you heard her, or just in general?
Since all this combat and stuff.
About 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay.
Not long.
Okay. I'm going to try go towards that sound.
Okay.
And I'm going to observe, basically, what's going on.
All right, so as you... start heading toward the clearing, you see two pirates starting to rip off a corpse of Marza.
Okay. All right.
Let's see. Oh, this looks like good armor, yeah. This will be really good. Look at this shield, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to... All right. Before any initiative or anything...
This is a surprise round because you're stealth right now. They failed their perception checks to find you.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cast Blur on myself again.
Okay.
Okay.
That's your action. I'm going to see if they notice you while you're casting Blur. Make a stealth check for me. Because you're still whispering words of magic.
20.
All right, yeah, they don't notice you. They're busy rummaging through all of Mars' stuff.
Yeah, actually 25, but yeah.
One of the guys goes, ah, shit! So tries to pick up the sword and gets shocked.
Okay. I'm going to cast Fog Cloud right on top of them.
Right, first guy goes, what the hell? Did you see that? What the... And then it just starts obscuring in fog.
Okay. And do we roll for initiative at this point or no?
Right now it's just you and the guys. So what's, I mean,
yeah.
No initiative really to roll.
Okay. Okay. So I'm going to hold action.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hide. Okay. Partial cover or whatever, stealth. And then once I see him, I see a guy, I'll basically attack. I will shoot him with ice knife.
Okay. I will hold so as soon as you see a target, you're going to shoot ice knife. All right. So you're waiting for about 2 minutes and nothing.
They stay in there?
As far as you can tell, they're still in the area that they're at.
Okay.
But it got real, real quiet.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to shoot into the cloud.
Ice knife?
Yeah.
All right, is that a dexterity save?
It is.
Okay. Let's roll for him.
So.
Good luck, Marza. Because it's going to explode on you.
Doesn't matter, she's dead.
Yeah, it does matter. That means a death save.
Oh.
Two. It's automatic crit.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
That's if it hits. It's a 20-foot sphere of fog, so...
No, but it's an explosion.
I know, but it's 5 foot.
Anyway, so you throw ice knife. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
You throw ice knife, and the highest roll was a 9 for dexterity. How much damage do they take?
Okay. So, dex save, they didn't make it.
Correct.
So, it's 1d10, and then we have the AoE. So, did it hit someone directly?
You threw it into the fog cloud, and it just shattered somewhere.
Okay. So it didn't hit anyone directly?
Did you make an attack roll for it?
Well, that's... Can you make an attack roll
for it? Roll with disadvantage.
Okay.
Because you have an idea of where they might be. So roll an attack with disadvantage.
Does that cancel out?
Or no, because attacks are not related to ability checks. Well,
okay, so 14 plus 7, so 21.
So you definitely hear someone go, ah!
Okay, so let me roll for damage. Okay. So D10, and then also 2D6. Okay, so we've got 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 points of cold damage.
For
all
the
of it together.
AoE?
AoE and the hit.
Well, the hit's separate because it's only hitting one.
So 11 is for the AoE, 9 is for the hit.
Okay, so 20 points. You hear as someone immediately starts to go, and then the sound of ice crackling, and then something falling over, and then shattering. And another person go, oh, and then just silence. Also, Marza, mark off 2 death saving throws on your character sheet for me, please.
Okay, I'm going to wait.
As failures?
As failures, yeah. So you're holding your action?
Yes, and see if they come out. And then I'm going to hold, wait for if they come out. And,
Marza, you're dreaming. You feel like everything is so far away from you. Like you can only see it as an abstract. Things that used to matter, like your mission, your quests, they used to mean something. Go ahead and roll your last death saving throw. 2 say the number, because we'll find out next week on All Things. Hello, everyone. And thank you so much for listening to another episode of All D20. This is episode number 18, Marza Dies at the End. That was a completely unexpected turn of events, and I really can't wait for you guys to find out what happens next week. As always, we love you, and we appreciate you guys taking the time to give us feedback. So please, please reach out to us on Facebook/AllD20. Or Instagram, @_D20, or Twitter, @_D20. And as always, game on.